Good morning, everyone, and welcome to This Week in Palestine, a weekly 45-minute segment of news from Palestine and discussion of issues relevant to the Palestinian struggle for freedom from Israel's brutal military occupation and colonization of their homeland. This program presents news and analysis from the Palestinian perspective, a perspective we do not get from the mainstream media. We ask our listeners, as we do every week, were you involved last week in the Palestine-Israel peace movement and the Palestinian struggle for freedom from Israel's savage military attacks against them to force them out of their homes and annex their properties into Israel? Did you speak out on the atrocities Israel is committing every day in Gaza and the West Bank? If not, why not? What is your reason not to?
It is Sunday, May 30th, 2010. And today we have a special program. We are very pleased and honored to have as our guest Greta Berlin.
Greta Berlin. Well, thank you. First of all, I'd say thank you for asking me to be on the program. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Greta is a member and major organizer with the Freedom Gaza Movement, as well as a member and major organizer of the Freedom Flotilla, which is sailing toward Gaza as we speak. The Israeli government has said that it will do everything to prevent the flotilla from reaching Gaza, including violence. As we say here, as of now, anyway, there is no indication that the Israelis have boarded the ships. So, Greta, good morning, and thank you for being our guest. Could you tell us what is going on right now?
Certainly. First of all, I'm in Cyprus, so I don't know how many hours ahead of you I am, maybe six. And we've just gotten confirmation from some of the organizers who are on the flotilla that they are planning on leaving they're in international waters right off the coast of Lebanon. So they're not anywhere close to Gaza yet. We have spent the last two or three days trying to get all the boats to get to the flotilla, and we have six that are going, and they should be leaving shortly. They should be leaving sometime within the next hour. And they are going. It'll take them 19 hours. Take them 19 hours to get from off the coast of Lebanon down to what we call the 30-mile line that Israel draws in the sand, or I guess in the sea, where they are threatening to stop us. And so that will take about 19 hours to get there, because the slowest boat is 8 miles an hour, and we all have to go at the slowest pace.
Yes, I see. You've had some difficulties with the boats. There are two boats, I think, that have had mechanical problems of a suspicious nature. Do you suspect that there was some sabotage?
Israel made it very clear a couple of weeks ago that they would do everything that they could to stop the boats before we even got organized as a flotilla. And they said that they would try to stop them individually. Well, of course, we all thought as organizers that they might want to do something violent to the boats, but they didn't really need to do that. They can mess with the steering column. They can put a small nick in the hydraulic fuel. All of those things will take the boats out of commission. Our two boats, we've got two, Challenger 1 and Challenger 2, ended up getting mechanical problems at exactly the same time, and that was 3:30 in the afternoon on Friday afternoon, while we were off the coast of Cyprus. And I find that suspicious for sure. I mean, we're not going to say anything until we have a good analysis of what has happened to both of them. Challenger 1, which is the larger of the two boats, it's a yacht, was fixed yesterday. And we asked the flotilla to please wait for one more day so that we could load our passengers onto that boat and then take it out to the flotilla. And that's why the flotilla has been delayed for a day. Right. They waited for us, and we got there at about 2:30 in the morning this morning. So they waited. I mean, they were wonderful. They waited for us and said, yes, we will wait. It's more important that we all go to Gaza together. And I think that they're probably going to begin to leave at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Mm, I see. And when you were in Cyprus, what happened to the Cypriot the Cypriot promise to let you use their ports and to send the ships out?
We didn't have a promise from the Cypriot government to use their ports. In fact, we made it very clear that we would not use their ports. They've been very good to us when we left the last 8 times, and we have left from the Cypriot ports. I know that they are under pressure from the United States, and they're under pressure from Israel. And so last year they said, you can never leave from our ports again. And we said, fine, we would honor that commitment. We had a Greek partner who came to Cyprus about 2 months ago, and he said, if we can make an arrangement to load the members of parliament and the high-profile people in Cyprus, because it's essentially only about 18 or 19 hours from Cyprus to Gaza. Mm-hmm. And we do it under the radar. We don't let anybody know. We don't let the media know that we are here. Will that be okay? And the Cyprus government said yes. But you cannot bring your boats into port. We said, okay, we will hire a boat. We will put everybody on board. And we will take them past the 12-mile limit. That's the territorial waters. And we will board the boats outside the territorial waters of Cyprus. When we got ready to do that on Friday,
yes,
the police and the Navy, or whatever it is that Cyprus has, stopped us. They stopped us Friday morning, and we don't know whether it was a setup. Cyprus has very clearly said in their news media that we damage their relationship with Israel. They keep saying that they did not bow to Israeli pressure. Yeah, but then they still didn't let us go. So we've had to spend the last 2 days trying to find a way to get our passengers on board the boats and then on to the flotilla, which we have done.
Mm. Well, that's quite an achievement. But they also said that they were struggling for their own survival.
Yes, that's what they say. It's quite interesting that they for 2 years they said that we could leave from this port, and then they suddenly said they are struggling for their survival. I know, I live in Europe, so I know that Europe is struggling economically. But I think what really happened is that Israel made a deal with the Greek Cypriots, and they said, we have 2 charter boats that come to northern part of Cyprus twice a week. And so instead of going to the northern part of Cyprus, that's the Turkish side, we will make a deal with you that if you don't let these boats go out, we will send our charter boats to Cyprus and send them to Greek Cyprus. And that's exactly what has happened over the last year. That's exactly what has happened. So I would say that principles have given way to economics, and they have decided that we're not worth it. In which case, they've also decided that somehow the fight for justice for Palestine isn't worth it either.
Yes, it's always put on hold.
Yes, always. 62 years it's been put on hold. my entire lifetime has been put on hold, and then the lifetime of almost anybody who has been born after World War II. And I think that I understand that Cyprus has difficulties, and I understand that they tried to figure out how to prevent us from going. But And we abided by that. The thing that made us so angry is that we abided by their rule. We said, okay, we will follow your law even if we think it's kind of stupid that we can't leave. But they had no right to stop a boat that was loaded with people that was going outside of their limits. Because once countries are going to start doing that, then what's to prevent any country from telling anybody, you can't get on a boat? Oh, gee, you can't go sailing today because you're going to go past our territorial limits. This is a horrible precedent. And unfortunately, the precedent has been established by Cyprus.
Of all places.
It's an island, you know, it's occupied. The reason that Cyprus has been so helpful to us is because they know what occupation is. They've been occupied on the northern side. I don't know whether they're angry at us because one of our partners is Turkish. You know, the Turkish the Turkish organization, IHH, is one of our partners. But one of our other partners is Greek. So if the Greeks and the Turks, can get along enough to put boats into a flotilla to send to Palestine, then the Cypriots should have gone along with it as well.
Sure. So, could you tell us a little bit about what the boats are carrying?
Well, we've got six boats now. One of our boats was completely disabled. One of the things I want everybody in the United States to hear, because I think this is really important for us as Americans, we are always the last person to board the ship, so to speak, and nobody knows very much about what really happens in Palestine. But our two boats, our two yachts, are flagged with the American flag. We're sailing Challenger 1 into the port of Gaza with an American flag. It's going to be fascinating to find out what the United States is going to do about this. What are they going to do about this? These are flagged from the country of the country that enables Israel to do this. So are they going to do anything if the Israelis attack American citizens and other citizens and a boat that is flagged in the United States? It's going to be very interesting. And we did that on purpose, of course. I mean, we try very carefully to think strategically what's the best thing to do. So we now have six boats that are going. On those six boats is about 10,000 tons of supplies that are going to go to Gaza. Those supplies are all of the supplies that Israel refuses to allow into Gaza. I know Israel gets out their little PR mechanism and they spin their little wheels and they say, well, the people in Gaza don't need this because we bring all these trucks of supplies in. But the only supplies that Israel allows into Gaza are 81 items, and they're mostly food items and some medicines. Gaza needs supplies to rebuild. And Israel devastated the economy of Gaza back in 2009, in January of 2009. We're taking in cement and water purification systems and prefab homes, 20 tons of paper. Israel doesn't even allow paper into Gaza so that nobody can print their school books. We're taking in 2 tons of athletic equipment, because that's not allowed into Gaza either. So we have footballs and basketballs and football jerseys, all donated by the people in Ireland for the people of Gaza. None of these items have ever been allowed into Gaza since 2007. And that's what we're trying to do. We are not trying to deliver humanitarian supplies. We're trying to break the blockade.
And that is an important difference.
It's an important difference because what Israel will say and has been saying is, well, you bring all of the supplies into Ashdod and we'll deliver them. No, they won't. And why should they have to? Why should the people of Gaza have to depend on Israel and Egypt for a handout? The people of Gaza are perfectly capable of taking care of themselves if given the opportunity, just like any of us. They want the opportunity to rebuild their lives and to go to school and to be able to leave and come back to their country. They want the ability to be able to fish and to farm. And all of those things have been taken away from them by Israel. And so we say over and over again that we are not on a humanitarian mission. We are on a mission to break the siege of Gaza.
Quite so. The American government, unfortunately, will not do anything if Israel should decide to attack the boats carrying the American flag and attack the passengers. It will not do anything. The American government does not do anything for its people, especially in Israel.
Well, that's true, but governments never do anything. I mean, if governments were doing what they were supposed to be doing, we wouldn't have to do this at all. At the end of Operation Cast Lead, governments around the world pledged $4.5 billion to rebuild Gaza. Not one penny of that has gotten into Gaza. So when governments fail, it's really up to us, the people, the civilians, to do something about it, because actually we are the government. I mean, We need to remember to take that back. We need to take the governments back and make them about the people to begin with, because governments are bureaucracies that aren't going to do anything to shake up anything. So this is why this is a civilian movement. You're absolutely right. The government of the United States isn't going to do anything. But that doesn't prevent the people of the United States from being outraged over what is happening to the Palestinians. And this is beginning to happen. People are finally beginning to recognize what Israel has been doing to the Palestinians since 1948. And that's an encouragement for us. I mean, we have had in the last 2 days, as the flotilla began to get going, we have had dozens of news outlets in the United States finally calling us and asking us for the story. CNN and Fox News and the New York Times, outlets that have never paid any attention to the Palestinians or to what we've been doing, and we've been doing it for 2 years. And frankly, that I find that very encouraging. We've shown up on the Huffington Post. We've shown up on the Drudge Report. Those are extremely important for Americans to learn. Americans aren't stupid. We're just ignorant. And when we learn about what has happened, I think we tend to get very outraged that we have been lied to. I have high hopes for Americans, not for the American government, but for Americans in general.
Yeah, I'm surprised when you mentioned that CNN and other outlets, because I haven't seen a thing on the mainstream media. Nothing.
Well, the New York Times has run 2 articles already about the flotilla. The Huffington Post has run at least 1 article. The Drudge Report has run 2 or 3 articles. CNN is running a scroll on the bottom, and they call me maybe 2 or 3 times a day now and ask for an update. I do think that they're going to cover this. I don't think that they have any choice. I've had CNN in Jerusalem, and this is what's going to happen. CNN in Jerusalem, the BBC in Jerusalem, the AP, the Reuters, they're all calling us out of their Jerusalem offices. If this story gets big enough, it'll be covered in the United States. It will be.
I hope so. I certainly hope.
Well, when the New York Times runs an article and misquotes me, I know I have arrived. Because they totally misquoted me, and I thought, okay, well, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just happy that they're talking about the flotilla. So they are beginning to do that. The Washington Post has called us. Print is probably doing a better job than television is doing at the moment. But I am encouraged. I mean, I am an American. I feel personally very many times responsible for the fact that our government pays for this, what I call slow-motion genocide of the Palestinians. And I do think that Americans are beginning to wake up, and I don't think that Americans want this to be happening in their name. I honestly don't. And it may take a while, but I do see that there will not be an Israel the way it is now in the next few years. Israel is not going to survive as an apartheid state. That doesn't mean that it's going to be easy or it's going to be simple. It will not. But it will eventually be a state for all of its people.
Certainly. Let's hope so. Let me see. What else can you tell us about the flotilla?
Well, the flotilla has 700 people who are going, a little bit more than 700 people. Mm-hmm. And most of the passengers are on this big Turkish passenger boat that has been purchased by what they call IHH. It's a big Turkish humanitarian organization.
Yes.
They also have an Algerian boat that was loaded by the organization, and I think another boat that was funded by Kuwait. So they ended up with 2 cargo ships. We have a cargo ship called the Rachel Corrie, and then there's a Greek and Swedish cargo ship. And there are also people on board all of those ships as well. You can watch the streaming video. For anybody who really wants to watch this, there are 2 great websites people can watch. One is just IHH. They just have to Google IHH, and you will find their website come up right away. And you can see the streaming video. You can see the boats. You can see the passengers who are on board the boat.
Yes.
The other one is ours, which is called WitnessGaza.com. And we, although our streaming isn't live, we are doing interviews and we are doing backgrounders and all kinds of video short programs, and then we upload them. We upload them two or three times a day so people can see what's going on. I know that our videographer right now is working on one right now. And then you can also watch all of our Twitter accounts. And the other thing that we have on our website is you can follow the boat's progress. Mm-hmm. We have something called a spot locator, and you can see exactly where the boats are. You can see that where the boats came, many of the boats came down the coast from Greece, came around the side of Cyprus. Now they're over by Lebanon, and when they start going, that spot locator will show you where they are about once an hour. So it's fun to watch because you can really get involved. You can get involved and you can watch. I have a hunch that most of us, certainly here in Cyprus, are not going to be sleeping much tonight. I don't think I've slept much, actually, for the last two nights. Because although I'm not on board the boat, and I was one of the co-founders of Free Gaza, I was on the very first voyage, so I know what it's like, and I know what it's like to have your satellite reception jammed and to have the Israeli warships hovering around behind you. I know what that's like because I was there myself. But for the two or three of us who are trying to run this, we're in the office. Our friends are on these boats. We know these people. Many of these people we have known for years. So it's important for all of the people who are listening to me today in your area to go to those websites and to watch the streaming video and to really get involved in it because this is a people's movement. The Palestinians have actually started a people's movement that I think is really going to be highly, highly successful.
Mm. Well, what is your website again?
It's witnessgaza.com.
Witnessgaza.com.
And the Turkish one is just IHH. If you just Google IHH, it'll take you straight to their website, and you can see the streaming video that is streaming live right now.
Great, great. You have some members of parliament. I think I saw at least one German member of parliament.
We have a lot of members of parliament. We have three Germans, and we have a Swedish member of parliament. We have a couple of Belgian members of parliament. There are members of parliament. There are two members of the Knesset, for example, Israeli-Palestinians who are on board, who are taking the biggest risk of all, because when they go back to Israel, they're likely to be arrested. I mean, they take a huge risk. The rest of us don't have the kind of risk that they have decided they want to take. We have members of parliament from around the Arab world, members of parliament from Greece who are on board. I don't know what the total count is, but I know that there's probably 30 or 40 members of parliament who are extremely supportive. I just saw this morning that there are members of parliament from Algeria, for example, who are on board the IHH ship. Mm-hmm. So it's really exciting because you're beginning to get politicians involved, politicians who feel a certain responsibility that they also need to let their government know that the treatment of the Palestinians cannot continue the way it is.
Now, the EU, the European Union, I guess, has let out a statement.
Surprisingly enough, we are continuously shocked. Margaret Ashton, I think, is one of the members of the EU. They put out a relatively tepid endorsement, but it's better. I mean, it's certainly better than we expected. There have been UN agencies, Amnesty International. We've gotten endorsements from around the world. But when the EU puts out a statement that says to Israel, do not harm our citizens and let this flotilla pass peacefully, it makes Israel look like the thug that it really is. I mean, Israel is going to send out its warships. They're saying this morning they're going to send out their warships and they're going to point their guns at us. And we're civilians. We're going to stand in front of them in blue jeans. I mean, the world has got to see how insane Israel really is.
Yes.
And I'm actually actually hoping that this is going to be one of the final blows for Israeli militarism, because you can't do that to a group of people who are doing their best to help another group of people and then stand in front of us with your warships or board us with your commandos. It's insane, and it's time that the world started to say, what's the difference between what Somalian pirates do and what Israel does? There's no difference.
But it happened before, and away from the cameras. That's why they want to jam all cameras. Any live feed, any video, all of that is confiscated to make sure that the world does not see
It's going to be a lot harder to do that this time, because when we went the last time, which was almost a year ago, we had one small boat, and even then we were able to get some of the footage out and upload it. But now you've got six boats and 700 people. Unless they want to do something like bomb us all at once, it's not going to happen. People are going to get feeds out, and people are going to be able to take pictures. And there's been enough coverage now on this flotilla that people are beginning to realize, and certainly in Europe, people are beginning to realize that this flotilla is on its way, and who's on board and what's on board. And it's going to be very, very difficult for Israel. To be honest with you, this is a public relations disaster for Israel, because no matter what they do, they're going to look awful.
That doesn't seem to concern them, Greta.
Oh, I think it does. I actually think it does. I think they're having a hysterical nervous breakdown over us. If you look at the, you know, we have Hebrew translators, because we have a lot of people who speak Hebrew who are Israeli Palestinians, and so they translate a lot of this. Now, maybe if it's in the English press, you might not know it, but in the Hebrew press, they're having a nervous breakdown. I'm hoping that we are giving them sleepless nights, and that they are spending an awful lot of our money, because it always is our money, trying to figure out how to stop us. I don't think that they know what to do, because everything that they've tried to do, such as having a press conference and saying that 50 trucks a day go into Gaza, and then having the United Nations agency come back and say, I'm sorry, but it used to be 250 trucks a day, and you're starving the people of Gaza. It's been a disaster for them.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
That's great. That's great. This time, I think you will have made your point.
I think this time we will not only have made our point, but this will not be the last point. This is not about taking a flotilla in just one time. This is about opening up a sea lane for the people of Gaza to do what every one of us has the right to do, and that's have access to your own sea. Gaza is the only territory in the world. The only territory. Just think about it. Gaza is the only territory in the world that has no access to its own sea. To its own sea, it doesn't have its access. The fishermen can't go out and fish past about a mile now. It has no access to its own sea, to its own fishing resources, to its own right to come in and to come out. And, of course, this is all under the guise that, oh, my God, this has got to be all about Israel's security. Well, what about the security for the people of Gaza? And what about the security of the people of Palestine in general? Why is it always about Israel's security, and why are they allowed to do what they do? And that's what we're trying to stop. This is what we're trying to do. So I'm hoping I've given you enough time. I'm hoping I've given you enough overview. Really, for all the people who are listening, if they can just go onto the websites and watch the streaming video. I see somebody standing in my doorway frantically waving at me, so I know that I need to go and find out whether or not the flotilla is on the move. So is there any last thing that you want to ask me?
No, thank you, Greta.
Thank you
very much for being our guest
today. Thank you. Watch us. Stay in touch. Make sure you keep an eye on us. We are going, and we are going all the way to Gaza.
We will.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Greta.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that is all we have for today. We wish our listeners a pleasant and restful weekend. and look forward to having you with us next week, same time. Until then, this is Sharif Fahm, signing off for This Week in Palestine.
نفق العودة اللاجئين.